In the new year, there's also new leadership at Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. You might have missed it in the last week of 2022. Governor Evers appointed longtime Sheboygan County Commissioner Adam Payne to replace Preston Cole as the DNR's secretary after Cole announced his departure. Payne has not yet been confirmed by the state Senate, but has started the job as secretary designee. I talked to Secretary Payne on Friday. Can you talk, first of all, about your personal connection to Wisconsin's natural resources?
That's a great question. I grew up in Stevens Point along the Wisconsin River, and my dad's a retired wildlife professor. And I can tell you early on, he instilled in us the value and importance of natural resource protection and enhancement. He taught us how to hunt and fish and trap. And I mean, you name it, anything in the outdoors, we did. And I've always had such a love and appreciation for our natural resources in Wisconsin, and certainly the people engaged with helping protect and enhance our natural resources. So early on, I felt as though that was instilled in me, and also spent some time on my grandmother's century farm in Sheboygan Falls. And if there's one thing I learned as a young boy, it's that our farmers are conservationists, and they do so much to protect and improve the land and our water. So I just feel as a young boy, it was instilled in me, and I'm really pleased now at age 55 to have this opportunity.
Now, there's a lot of interests involved in natural resources in Wisconsin. You mentioned hunting and fishing. There's farming. You also mentioned large and small scale resource extraction, camping and hiking, the environment. How do you see yourself in this role balancing all those interests that sometimes align and sometimes don't?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I really feel my career, I've had so many wonderful experiences and worked with so many good people to help me develop as a professional, and just the importance of working with stakeholders and reaching out and listening to people and engaging and building consensus. And when I was with the Sheboygan County as county administrator for 24 years, I worked with a county board and many committees, advisory committees, many stakeholders, and not only natural resource protection, but, you know, transportation improvements, economic development, housing, law enforcement, I mean, from A to Z. So as I enter this field and this tremendous opportunity to learn more about the Department of Natural Resources, I recognize there's no way you can learn everything. You can't get in the weeds in every single situation, but you need to listen to your staff. We're so blessed to have so many professional scientists and just tremendous, passionate, hardworking, knowledgeable employees. You need to listen to them, you need to learn, and you certainly need to engage all of our stakeholders and listen to them and build consensus. And that's exactly what I've done in the past, and that's what I intend to do as Secretary of the DNR.
One of the biggest issues we've talked about a lot on the show lately is PFAS in various kinds of water, surface, ground, drinking water, and this is, you know, border to border in Wisconsin communities facing this. How do you see yourself tackling that problem?
That's a great question. And, you know, I'm in my second week, right? And so obviously there's some orientation and just going through some of the basics to get acclimated. But I've quickly gained an appreciation for what I think is our number one priority right now, and that's water quality. And certainly Governor Evers has made that very clear as well. We absolutely have to invest more to protect and improve and safeguard our water quality in the state of Wisconsin. So as I've drilled into the PFAS situation and what a horrible pollutant this is and how many communities it's impacting and how many individual resident wells it's impacting, we absolutely have to be even more aggressive in being sure that we're making sure people can drink clean water, and that if they have this horrible pollutant come their way, that we have a quick emergency response plan of action to assist people. I recently became a grandparent, and I don't know anybody that wants to drink polluted water, and certainly don't want their kids or grandchildren to drink polluted water. And this is a growing concern in our state, and we have to invest more time and money and effort to be sure that we're protecting our water, improving it, and helping people when they need it.
Talking to Adam Payne, new secretary appointee for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Secretary Payne, that's one issue, the water quality concerns. again, you're just a couple weeks in, but what are some of the other things you see as priorities that you want to get up to speed on as fast as possible?
Well, again, good question. I mean, I'm trying to get a feel for all six divisions and the very important work they do. Obviously, our air quality is so important. Water quality, again, continues to be the area that I'm most concerned about right now. But there's some other key issues. Obviously, we have a lot of people who enjoy the great outdoors, hunting, fishing, what have you. We have a number of plans in place, whether it's the proposed wolf plan, whether it's proposals on improving parks, whether it's adding more property, stewardship opportunities. There's a lot of opportunity for improvement, and that's how I was raised. You know, I'm, again, going to listen and learn. I'm second weekend, right? But when stakeholders and our staff raise opportunities for improvement to protect and enhance our natural resources, to sustain our natural resources, to make sure that we have a healthy environment and people today and future generations tomorrow can enjoy it, I really enjoy problem solving and being a part of that and leading that process.
A story, I guess, I assume you've been following as a deer hunter yourself over the years, a chronic wasting disease in the state's deer herd. I remember it emerging as this brand new thing back in the 90s. Now it seems to be endemic in many communities. Have you had thoughts as a hunter, as a local conservationist now in the statewide post on what we can do to try to turn the tide on this?
Yes, I've thought about it a lot over the years, as have my friends and family members. I've been deer hunting since I was 12 and loved to bow hunt. I mean, I just love to hunt, period, and spend time in the great outdoors, particularly bow hunting. But CWD is obviously just a terrible disease. And I sure appreciate the Department of Natural Resources efforts, particularly over the last 5-10 years, to try to get a handle on it and raise awareness with hunters and the public that, you know, you need to be sensitive about whether or not you want to consume meat that has CWD. I mean, we obviously don't know if it can transfer to humans, but is that a risk people want to take? So not only do we have to continue to inform and educate, not only do we have to continue to do a lot of research and better understand this, but what management practices are we going to use going forward to control the herd, try to control this disease, and keep people informed? And there again, I'll be relying on our staff and really looking forward in the weeks and months ahead, learning more from them on what plans they have in place and how we can better and more effectively manage this. On a personal note, and I'm sure most of your listeners, particularly, you know, people that deer hunt, it's spreading across the state just as it has in many parts of the nation. And candidly, I'm not so certain how effectively we can change that. I mean, in the past, the DNR was thinking about really knocking down the deer herd big time to try to control it. And of course, that wasn't popular, right? So I'm not so certain if we're going to be able to eradicate CWD through hunting or that type of management. But we certainly need to better understand it. And as I've shared with some of my hunting friends in the past, it'd be nice if we had a field test or something like that for CWD, where you could take that test right in the field and know whether or not that animal has it. Because so many of us have harvested a nice deer. We're looking forward to taking that animal home and sharing it with our family and friends. You go through the process of taking care of that deer in the field. You take it home and you butcher it and you cut it up and you put it in wrapping paper and all the steps that go with a good hunt. And then you get those CWD test results, and you know what, this is an animal that, unfortunately, if it tested positive, we shouldn't consume. So a lot to learn in this area.
And finally, you're an appointee of a Democratic governor. It's a Republican-controlled legislature, not always a rosy relationship, to say the least. What would you say to Republicans in the legislature about ways to find common ground and work on solutions?
I appreciate this question, because for the last 24 years working as county administrator in Sheboygan County, we didn't worry about who the D's and R's were on the county board. We really worked to problem solve. And we had such an effective team of board members and staff, and we just didn't get into those political dynamics. And when it comes to natural resource protection and enhancement, when it comes to clean water, and making sure that we can protect this tremendous resource we have, I don't think that should be partisan. So I really look forward to working with all of our legislators on what we can do to further protect public health, safety, make sure we have clean water going forward, and make sure that areas that are becoming polluted with PFAS or nitrates or whatever it may be, that we are working decisively to try to clean it up or at least help people get clean water so they can continue to raise their family and feel some assurance that what they're drinking is safe.
Secretary Payne, thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
That was Adam Payne, Governor Evers' appointee as the new Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. I talked to him about getting settled into the position, how he plans to address topics including water contaminated with PFAS, chronic wasting disease in deer, and the agency's relationships with the Natural Resources Board and state legislature. I spoke to him on Friday.